Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is one of the guys that's a premier angler, top 35 angler now, I hear. And one of the guys that, when you look at tournament trails, that came out of the shoot first year, angler of the year, you know, have all these accolades and just continues to win, is Timmy Horton. And Timmy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, I guess the, you know, phenomenal start to your career. You know, you came out one angler of the year right out of the chute. Now, you weren't a novice to fishing, but you were a novice to the tour. You know, you got to think it after that. Now, okay, I've got the angler of the year. Somebody, no one can take that away from me. You know, what do you now, what are some of those goals that you've set for yourself?
You know, the angler of the year is still something you shoot for each year. It's such a prestigious award amongst the anglers and in the real serious fishing fans. It's really something that they know is wow, what an accomplishment. And I heard so many times after winning in my rookie year, hey, do you wish you would have won this later on, because that's going to be hard to do again, have that kind of year. But never will I ever have a chance to win it again my rookie year. So that was pretty special.
Well, you know, you were a great angler at home in Alabama, you know, guided, did those kind of things, decided to step out. And, I mean, as that goes through your mind, were you a little bit nervous about stepping out and getting on the tour?
I look back and think I was a little bit stupid, to tell you the truth, or crazy or something. You know, my wife was 4 months pregnant when the tour started that year. And we looked at it like we'll fish half a season, see how it goes, and then readjust. We used to have a Christmas break back then, you know, and the first tournament was in Detroit, and on the Lake St. Clair there, and I won $11,000 there, and then the third tournament won $100,000, and just that whole year was a whirlwind, I was really fortunate, because timing had to happen then. It wasn't one of them deals where I could do it through 3 years. Just can't do that on guide money, but I am. I'm very fortunate and very glad it worked out like it did.
You know, I think sometimes we look at the grand plan for all of us, and when you think about it, you know, you stepped out, you made that big decision, your wife was supportive of you, and a lot of times maybe people don't realize that, watch you guys, they think, boy, what a great sport, but they don't realize, number one, you travel like you do, you're away from family and home as much as you are, and all those heartaches that come along with that, the glamorous part of it that's pretty neat, but there's other things that are involved.
Yeah, and you know, they see that, they, you know, and a lot of it's based on television, and what we see on television are the guys that are right there in the top cutting the big checks that week. You don't see the other 100 guys going home that had a tough week or things just didn't go like they wanted. But at the same time, I wouldn't trade it for anything. As many tough times as they are with it, I wouldn't trade it for a thing. So,
well, let's look back a little bit and talk about, you know, the past. We have done that. We talked about the angle of the year and some of those kind of things. You've also won an FLW event. You know, you come out of the chute, hey, I think I'll just go across the street and fish FLW and have the championship over there and win one there.
Well, you know, that's the thing about it. There's lots of different events now, and it's good. It's competitive, and the two tours are competitive, and that's nothing good but for the fans. And they're both really stepping up and coming along great, and it's good for the anglers also.
Okay, you jump out of the chute, you win the angler of the year, you had a few sponsors that probably were with you a little bit. How has that changed your life?
Well, the sponsors are everything in the sport to an angler, because you can't come out here and just fish on winnings unless you're Kevin Van Dam. But you know, to be able to come out here and do it and not have to have the stress, because these guys are so competitive. If you come out here with other things on your mind, like paying bills or and y'all excuse the background noise, we're here at the media deal for the Classic, and I hear Dean Rojas back here cutting up. But yeah, the sponsors are the most important thing. ProCraft has been with me since day one. Bass Pro Shop, one of their sister companies, so it's really just been a very important deal. Pradco, been with them since the beginning, so very fortunate.
Well, you know, all these guys, you know, and as you say, Dean's giving you a hard time here. We're doing a kind of a series that we'll be playing during the Bassmaster Classic week. And as you look at this thing, you start thinking about, this is kind of a big fraternity, really, you know, except for the beer. You know, everything else is there. You got a bunch of knuckleheads, and everybody's, you know, hard on each other, and everybody's laughing. But I'll guarantee you, when the Classic starts, the laughing quits.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be so sure that the beer ain't there. That's a good point. I got to give Bush a plug for that. So, hey, you know, it is. Somebody asked me the other day, what's the neatest thing about this sport that you think? And I said, the fact that I get to hang out with Rick Klun and Kevin Van Dam and Dean Rojas and all my buddies, that is what it's about. You know, the fishing's good, and we want to beat each other up so bad when we're out there on the water and win and beat them. But when we get out here, man, we just have a blast. It's the bus rides back and forth from all the events we're doing. We're cutting up, laughing, and it's a blast.
now you anticipate the sport, you look at the sport, you've been in it, you know, and all those kind of things. Is it what you thought it was? Did you find anything that might be different in the sport? Is there some things that, you know, you like to see happen in the sport?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of, you know, it's growing pains. I've been on the BAAC this year, and it's, I would say probably 95% of what the organizations are doing and the anglers are doing are positive towards each other. But there are also things that we want that's kind of a conflict to some of the things they want, so that makes it a little tough sometimes. And that is one of the only frustrating things to me is sometimes the politics, and trying to get things done in that way can be a little frustrating.
Well, you know, you looked at what you guys did with the BAAC and trying to get, you know, organized a little bit. You know, when something comes up of controversial nature, you want to be able to fix it. You want to be able to manage it. You want to be able to look at it and do what's best for the entire organization. Hard to get a group of guys that are kind of individuals to get along with that.
It is, you know, and there's so many times that me and Rick Lund will disagree on something, but the fact of it is, when we get in those meetings, Rick stands on what he believes, and I do too, and sometimes that makes it tough. And you have certain things that we want that Bass can't do because of existing contracts that they have, but I think if we all just be patient about it and both sides look at it, hey, it's not what's best for the anglers, it's not what's best for bass, but it's what's best for the sport, because the only way we're all going to be successful is for the fans to keep coming to classics like they are, and to bring it to them and to give them what they want, and then we're all going to be successful.
Well, you know, I've got kind of an editorial comment to that. I think that, you know, what happens is we all kind of protect our own little territory. Anglers do, media people do, and leagues do. And in reality, if we would open ourselves up just a little bit and try to work together a little bit more, it seems like things would be there. You know, we talk about having 60 million anglers. Maybe if we'd open ourselves up a little bit, we'd have 150 million.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There's got to be, you know, there's a niche there. You look at what the other successful sports have done. NASCAR, I think, relates to our sport more so than any. You've got the sponsors, getting the logos, things like that. So really you have to take those avenues that they've taken and really analyze what did they do to make those fans as crazy to go to a race as they are, you know. And that's the things we've got to do in the sport of bass fishing, because our fans are passionate. They're extremely passionate, but we've got to introduce that to new people and get them, the new people involved also.
Well, very, very loyal fan base, probably more so than any place I've ever seen. If Timmy Horton says he needs to be driving a Chevrolet or a Toyota or whatever, people go out and buy him. You just don't see that in any other sport. You know, golf may be a little bit that way. Both are individual sports, though.
Yeah, they are. The fans are extremely loyal to – I can't tell you how many people come up to me today and tell me they drive a pro craft. And here we are in a three-hour autograph session, and so many people told me that. And that's neat because they know that I take pride in that and that I can smile and appreciate that from their aspect too. So it's all pretty relative to the importance of what we're doing on both sides. So yeah, that's a big deal. And I can't, you know, it's so neat year after year to see all these families that take vacations. You know, a guy have 1 week of vacation and he spends it to come to a bass tournament, and that's pretty awesome.
Well, one of the superior guys out on the trail. We've been a long time trying to get this interview set up. We do it with Dean Rojas giving us a hard time, but we got through it, buddy.
We did, and he's patting me here. I'll get Dean back later. But yeah, thanks for having me on, Terry, and anytime.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.